If you feel too busy to exercise, I feel you. I have been there and sometimes I'm still there and I have to work on it. But today we're going to tackle that because when our schedules are really full, it's really easy to kind of boot exercise off of our long to-do lists because we just feel like there isn't enough time and that's one of the first things to go. But the problem with this is that when we do leave it out, we don't get the amazing health benefits that help fuel our day with the energy we need from exercise. And when we don't get that energy, we are more tired, we feel more sluggish, we aren't as productive, and we get more stressed. And that is a cycle that we do not want to get caught in. So today, we're going to look at 5 tips that you can use to make time for a movement routine that you not only enjoy, but you actually feel like you have time for. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. Now, we have all heard that when endorphins are released in our brain, we feel better, right? And guess what releases endorphins? It is exercise. So when we exercise, we feel better. So not only does it have the physical benefits that we start to see, but it has those mental benefits as well. And that's why it's super important to exercise. So it reduces stress, it can improve our focus, it can increase our ability to concentrate on a task, we feel more energized. So if you are often feeling tired or feeling a lag in energy, if you find that tasks are taking you a long time, or you're trying to multitask and you just end up with a bunch of half-finished tasks. Now, it can be other things as well, obviously. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not claiming what it is or this is the only thing, but you might want to take a look at whether or not you're getting movement into your days, because just adding that little piece of exercise, it can make a huge difference. And I know I feel it for myself. And now that I have been consistently having my personal movement routine, like if I skip it or if I go a period of time where I don't make time for it, I feel it like big time. So I would encourage you that if you are struggling with some of those things, to really take a look at what you're doing for exercise and see if that's maybe something that you need to plug in, and how it changes your mood and just your day in general and how your time flows throughout your day. But when we want to create a movement routine, we really obviously want to prioritize the exercise to, you know, increase our heart rate, all those things. But you also want to find something that you enjoy because you're more likely to stick to it if you're actually enjoying the activity. So I want to take you through 5 steps to make time for a movement routine that you not only enjoy, but you feel like you have time for even when you feel too busy. So these things have helped me. So I'm going to walk you through. So 1 is to understand why you want to add it in the first place. So you need to tie it back to the reason that you want to add an exercise routine or a movement routine into your day or your week. And you want to look at several different things. Is it because of the health benefits? Is it because you maybe miss it? Maybe you used to exercise and you just really miss it. Maybe you truly enjoy it, you just don't feel like you have time for it. Maybe you are actually working towards a goal and you know that exercise needs to be added in there. Maybe it's just because you are tired and not feeling productive and you think that that will add a benefit to you. So really, you just want to grab a piece of paper and a pen and just sit down and just write out why you want to add an exercise routine and what you think that you will get out of it. And then 2 is take that piece of paper underneath your why, start brainstorming a giant list of activities or workouts that you like to do. This does not mean it has to be a specific workout in the gym. It can be if you enjoy the gym and that is your goal, that's what you're working towards, then you can absolutely write those things in there, but just start brainstorming this, just this giant list. Get creative. If you feel like you are too busy for an exercise routine right now, then you're probably looking at time constraints. So what you want to do is you want to get really creative on all different types of exercise. So just because you might not be going to the gym, that doesn't mean that you can't add other ways of exercising. So there's lots of different options. Some quick ideas for you might be walking in the neighborhood, hiking, swimming, you know, instead of laying on the beach when your kids are in the lake or in the pool, get in the pool with them and start swimming with them. Lift weights, whether it's at home or in the gym. Do a stair climber or walk up and down or like run up and down your own stairs. You could do a home workout video. You could play a sport. You could just play with the kids in your backyard. You could do some like fun, crazy dancing while you're making dinner. You could challenge yourself to clean your house as fast as you possibly can so that you work up a sweat. You could go for a bike ride. There's tons of different options out there that allow you to stay active and get that exercise in without it feeling like a daunting chore to go to the gym if that is not something that you are really passionate about. Brainstorm a list that of activities that really just put a smile on your face. Like that's your goal. It's what are the things you really enjoy doing? And then we're going to go to step number three. You're going to take your list and you are going to create your goal. You're going to pick out some activities that you want to focus on. Now, you could do one activity 3 days a week. Maybe you want three different activities and you're going to go for a bike ride on Mondays and you're going to go for, you know, a walk around your neighborhood on Wednesdays and you're going to go to the gym on Fridays. You can create your goal with whatever works best for you. Think about your life. Think about your family. Think about what is going on at the time. Think about the season. Maybe it's warm. Maybe it's cold. Like that's going to depend on what you can do outside. You know, snowshoeing is going to be very different than water skiing. So it's totally different. But you're going to have to like look at what you really want to do out of your brainstormed list of ideas. And you want to create your goal. So when you are creating your goal, maybe it's not actually plugging in the specific type of activity. Maybe it's even just the time frame. Maybe you are choosing that you want to get, you know, 30 minutes of good activity in 3 days a week. Maybe it is 5 days a week. Maybe it is, you know, just 15 minutes every single day. Whatever works for you, this is when you create your goal. And start with something that you know that you can stick to. When you get a goal of what you would love to do, you're going to get to step four. And that is when you're actually going to schedule it into your day, into your weeks, into your calendar. You want to put it in your calendar. And if it's bumping up against something, then you need to. Guess what? You need to prioritize. We always talk about prioritizing because we all have the same amount of time in our day. And if you don't have time for something, that is okay. But you have to acknowledge that you don't have time for it because you aren't making time for it. And if you aren't prioritizing it, then that is something that you need to recognize at that point. And that's totally okay. You know, whatever you're prioritizing your time is yours to do with whatever you want with it. But if you are wanting to add exercise and that is something that you're focusing on, it is up to you to reorder the time that you are spending to make sure that you create time for the life that you want. And this is where that comes in. So when you're scheduling it, plug it in where your goal is, and then take a look, and you might need to rearrange things. You might need to condense some things down. You might need to combine some tasks together so that you can be, you know, more productive or get things done in a shorter span of time. And that will open up, you know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe it's a full hour that you can open up. And that is when you are going to plug it in so that there is no excuse to skip it. If it's already in your calendar, then you know that you have already prioritized that time and you have time for adding in that routine. It might feel like a struggle in the beginning, but as you go through this and you start actually showing up for yourself in those time periods, you're going to start feeling so good. And it's just going to get better and better week over week, and you will really enjoy it. It'll just feel so much better because you're actually like, you're boosting those endorphins. You're doing something you enjoy. You're putting a smile on your face when you are really out there just loving and living life. It makes a big difference. So once you schedule it, you're going to go to step five, and this is to choose a default movement. This means that if all else fails and you can't do your goal that day because something came up or everything broke loose, what are you committed to doing? I'll give you an example. For my goal for my movement routine, Tony and I actually made ours together, our workout goal, and we wanted to go to the gym 3 days a week. Ideally five, but our minimum is we want to go 3 days a week. So that has been our goal. And we set this goal together the end of the last year. So I think we started it January 1st, where we have been committed to doing that. And we have only missed a couple of weeks. Now, I know we're not super far into the year. We're a third of the way into the year, but we've only missed a couple of weeks. And we have been very consistent about going at least 3 days a week because that was what we committed to. But things come up and we haven't been perfect, and that's okay too, but we're still focusing on that as our goal. But my default movement is I know how much better I feel when I go outside and I get in nature and I take a walk. I do the morning walk usually. Tony does the evening walk. And that makes a huge difference in my mood for the day. And so what I do is I make sure that we do his walk as the last part of my morning routine. Because then, you know, even if the day gets really busy, I know that I already got that done right away in the morning. So that might be something you might want to consider, is maybe plugging in some sort of activity in your morning routine so that even if your day gets away from you, you know that you already prioritized your physical and mental health by getting some movement in right away in the morning. So that's something to consider. But I can tell you with absolute certainty that as you go through these steps and you plug it in and you start going through this process and creating a movement routine that you enjoy, you're going to start to feel more energy. You're going to start to feel better. You're going to end up being more focused, more productive. And as a result, you are not going to feel as busy, even if your life remains really full. I know I was a little bit harsh in the beginning or a little bit earlier saying that you need to prioritize your time, but it is true. And I say it with so much love and compassion because it is hard. It's really, really hard when we feel so busy and overwhelmed. But I just want you to know that you have the ability to make the changes that you need to set up your day in a way that is best for you and your family. And if this is something that you need to add, and you know your family is busy around you, maybe it's something you guys do together. Maybe you find some family activities that you do on certain weeknights, things like that. But get creative and have fun with it. It should be something that you really enjoy rather than something that is just another thing to be done. So just to recap and go through those five steps again, number one, understand why you want to add it in the first place. Number two, create your giant list of ideas and brainstorm activities and workouts that you want to do and that you actually enjoy. Number three, create your goal. How often do you want to do it? Maybe the time of day that you want to do it. What is your goal of what you're trying to achieve? Number four, schedule it. Shift things around, carve out time where you need to, but get it into your calendar so that you know that you have made the time and you've prioritized it. Number five, choose a default movement. If all else fails, what are you committed to doing if you can't do anything else? So those are your five steps. I hope you take them and run with them. Pun intended. My husband is so much better at puns than I am. I'm terrible at them. They just pop out of my mouth and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I think it's funny. Maybe nobody else thinks it's funny, but I think it's funny. But I hope that was helpful for you and that you can really do something. And if you need to start slow, start with 1 day a week instead of doing, 5 days a week. But take this and I hope you really enjoy creating something that you feel really good about and excited about and that you start getting that movement in so that you can really start seeing the energy and feeling a whole lot better about your day. And as we wrap up, if you want some help with those five foundational routines that we talk about here on the podcast, you can always go to yourorganizedlifeblueprint.com and grab that. Or you can also join us in our Facebook community. It is totally free to come in there and join us and we can chat about your routines and what's working well, what you might have questions about, all those things. But I would love to see you in there. Clara is my intern and my sister, and she's in there helping all the time and responding to things as well. So if you would like to come join us in there, we would love to have you. You can come to facebook.com/groups/the Routine Advantage Community. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.